From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Chris Bragg is reporting in the Times Union, Kingston business owner Pat Strong, a Democrat, has announced she will challenge Republican incumbent State Senator George Amador of Rotterdam in the November general election. Strong will focus her campaign on taxes, jobs, health care, and education. Strong's business provides technical assistance and energy education to local governments, homeowners, and businesses. Her clients include the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, Capital District Regional Planning Commission, and several engineering firms and colleges. Strong is the founder of the Made in Kingston Arts Expo and the co-founder of the Business Alliance of Kingston. She is supported in her Senate bid by Ulster County Executive Mike Hine, Assemblymember Kevin Cahill, Ulster County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach, and several area Democratic Party officials. Strong will officially kick off her campaign on March the 16th in Kingston. The 46th State Senate District includes all of Greene and Montgomery counties and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. That is a story that you can read in the Times Union. Carrie Miller is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. An audit by the State Comptroller's Office has found that inadequate and outdated IT policies in the Cairo-Durham Central School District could expose its students, employees, and the computer network to risk. State officials reviewed web history reports from 11 district computers and found the computers had accessed websites that could put the network at risk. The report lists several gaps in the district's IT policy, including a lack of procedural or classifying sensitive information, wireless security, managing mobile computing and storage devices, and training staff on cybersecurity. And inadequate web filters allowed staff members to browse games, hobbies, job searches, social media, shopping and travel websites, and computer users could access websites about, and I quote, terrorism, adult entertainers, and gambling, end quote. Comptroller's Office spokesman Brian Buttery said, these policy gaps don't necessarily mean that school computers were a high-risk target for hackers. He said, and I quote, but the district's policies are insufficient, end quote. The Comptroller's Office recommended the district update its information technology policies, provide periodic cybersecurity training to employees, and block access to sites that violate school policy. District officials received the report in January, and it was released to the public on February 27th. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network and the Daily Freeman are reporting the annual county health rankings released March 14th found health outcomes and health factors have largely improved throughout the Hudson Valley. The health outcome ranking provides a snapshot of the current health of residents, while the health factor ranking is an assessment of the potential for residents to be healthy in the future. The counties were compared on 29 factors that impact health, including smoking, high school graduation rates, unemployment, physical inactivity, and access to healthy foods. Columbia Green, Dutchess, and Orange counties all showed improved health outcomes in the past year. And Greene County improved its health factors as well, while Columbia County's health factors remained the same. A notable exception to the trend was Ulster County. The national report by the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation showed that Ulster's health outcomes fell sharply from 15th among the state's 62 counties to 28th this year. County Health Commissioner Dr. Carol Smith said the surge in opioid-related deaths was largely to blame for Ulster's diminished ranking in the health outcome. At the same time, Ulster's health factors improved. Sullivan County's ranking stayed the same, coming in next to the last statewide in 61st place. Only the Bronx was ranked lower. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Athens Village Board is considering the relocation of the village's Public Works Department to a newer, larger building on North Washington Street. The building was constructed by Peckham Industries 15 years ago and measures 8,000 square feet, more than twice the size of the department's current location. Village Mayor Peter Alberti said the cost of heating the Peckham building will determine if the move will take place. Alberti said the village's existing public works building has been cited a number of times by the State Department of Labor Division of Safety and Health. The mayor said the building is, and I quote, not even worth renovating, end quote. while the Peckham building merely needs, and I quote, a lot of elbow grease and cleaning, a little TLC, end quote. No word yet on what the move would cost. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, the Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation reminded New York residents on March the 14th the state annual burn ban goes into effect on Friday, March 16th, and continues through Monday, May 14th. Commissioner Basil Sago said in a statement, and I quote, while many people associate wildfires with the western United States, the start of spring weather and the potential for dry conditions increases the risk for wildfires in New York. New York prohibits residential burning during the high-risk fire season to reduce wildfires and to protect people, property, and natural resources, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers before 8 a.m. today. Then it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 38 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 21. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 14. Sunrise today was at 7:07 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:01 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 15th day of March 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.